A fight between a restaurant in downtown Monroe and a group of protesters who oppose the restaurant allowing kids into their drag shows has now moved into a federal courtroom with dueling lawsuits. The restaurant accuses protesters of defaming staff and performers by saying they were grooming and sexualizing children. The protesters accuse the restaurant of using their images and online advertisements without their permission. WFAE's Nick Delicanow is here with more. Nick, catch us up on this dispute. How long has this conflict been going on?
So this dispute has been going on for quite a while. This restaurant, East Frank Superette and Kitchen, has been hosting occasional drag bingos and brunches all the way back since 2021. Starting in 2022, they began attracting protests from a group of residents who didn't think it was appropriate that the restaurant let kids into these shows. Now, the restaurant says that people under 18 were only admitted if they were with a parent or a guardian, and the vast majority of people who attended were adults. But in the end, these protests really took hold. Protesters would come out to every drag show, holding signs that said, "Stop grooming children, this is child abuse," and they circulated videos on social media of these drag queens performing what they saw as provocative moves and said that this was really harming kids in the audience. It's also notable that then-candidate for Monroe Mayor Robert Burns was among the regular protesters. He won the election by a coin toss in 2023. I mean, it was a tie vote, really, but that's a whole other story.
And so how did all of these protests escalate into a lawsuit?
So starting in March 2023, the restaurant sort of flipped the protests around. East Frank began posting a series of ads on Facebook and Instagram. And these ads had images of the protesters holding Photoshopped signs promoting the restaurant's drag shows and food specials. And, you know, like, I think that you could say that they were trolling the protesters and kind of like taunting them with these humorous ads. In one example, the restaurant changed the signs that two women were holding from "Stop grooming children" and "Stop sexualizing children" to "Risk it on the brisket, I did and I loved it," and "I can't mind my business and it only helps theirs." So obviously, the protesters were not happy about this, and with backing from the Charlotte-based Coalition for Liberty, they sued, saying the restaurant did not have their permission to use their image in advertisements and that their views were misrepresented.
So how did the restaurant respond to that?
So I did meet up with two of the restaurant's owners, Robert Huffman and Carly Englander, and they told me, yes, the restaurant did use Photoshopped images of the protesters, but they say that it was just a joke. Here's Huffman.
It was done in jest and in a satirical kind of way. I mean, pretty obviously, we don't need their help selling hamburgers. And pretty much anyone in the community knows that they're not our supporters. I mean, really, it was just a joke, and they apparently can't take one.
And now the restaurant has filed a countersuit saying that they were defamed by protesters who said that they were grooming and sexualizing children, and they lost business as a result.
And how are the protesters responding to the countersuit?
Yeah, so I reached out to their attorney, who declined an interview, saying his team was still reviewing the countersuit. But in a statement, he said he was, quote, "confident such claims will not withstand the scrutiny of the legal process and that the free speech rights of our clients will be upheld in court."
It's interesting that these are lawsuits about free speech and defamation, but not really about the drag shows themselves.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm not a lawyer, to be very clear, but the First Amendment has historically been interpreted very broadly when it comes to satire. But we don't know how it could apply in this case, since East Frank used them in ads, not just satire for fun. So this will be an interesting legal battle.
Okay, finally, what is the current status of the drag shows at the restaurant?
Well, the restaurant hasn't seen any major protests since October, and that's when they did ultimately impose a strict 18-plus age limit. They cited some recent changes to North Carolina's obscenity law when they announced that change, and the owners said that they had been receiving threats, so, you know, they just wanted their staff and performers to have a safe environment. So at this point, the fight has essentially transitioned into the courtroom, and we'll see how it plays out.
All right, thanks, Nick.
You're very welcome.
That's WFAE's Nick Delicanow.